You guys buy things on the internet? Like wireless microphones that careless people break. You know, Anna and I buy a lot of stuff at Amazon.com. Remember back when they used to just sell books? This is the first book I bought at Amazon. I was researching my master's thesis. Birth of a Reformation, The Life and Labors of D.S. Warner. I was amazed they had it in print. And back then, they came bookmarks. So, a little Amazon trivia there. But, you know, we get all kinds of things. We get battery chargers, and we get wires, and batteries for our cell phones. You know, you get e-books now on your Kindle. We have the e-version of Thomas the Tank Engine for story time and the Pokey Little Puppy. You get movies. We've even purchased one movie that exists nowhere but in my laptop. And of course, you know, music. You have for your portable players and these old-fashioned things called CDs and these really old-fashioned things called vinyl records. They still have those. Office supplies. Every once in a while, you order your office supplies. We've ordered cat traps from Amazon.com. Toilet lids, the tank covers. And don't forget Pampers. Never forget the Pampers. Isn't that right, Liam? We subscribe to Pampers through Amazon.com. You know, now they're even branching out into other grocery items. You know, they have everything. Wouldn't you agree? You know, God is like Amazon.com. He has everything. Would you agree? You know, and more. Most people would probably say, yes, I would agree. Why is it that so many people then, including Christians, often live such stressed and defeated lives today? It's almost as if they're saying, yeah, I believe that God has everything, but I still don't know if God can help me overcoming a difficult life. I don't know if he'll do it all for me. In today's scripture, the Christians at Colossae were being led to believe that they did not have complete sufficiency in Christ, but that they had other man-made traditions and philosophies in order to be complete. In this scripture, Paul emphasizes that Christ had complete adequacy to meet your human needs. Today we need to know that when we have the living Lord in our lives, that he has everything available to meet our needs. And shipping is always free. We often live with the idea of lack because we're not aware of Christ's sufficiency. We often live impoverished lives. So what can we learn from today's scripture? Well, there are several things. And the first is, how do we know that God has everything? We're in Colossians chapter 2. And in verse 9, Paul writes, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." You know, under the Old Testament law, the presence of God dwelt between two cherubim in a cloud, which covered the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. You know, that thing that's made of gold, has angels on top, melts Nazis. You know, Indiana Jones got it wrong. If they were to find the Ark of the Covenant today, I think they'd just find an empty box. Because the Spirit of God that was depicted in the movie, the Spirit of God that showed itself as a cloud back in the desert, it now dwells in the person of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Back then, that was a new concept for them. We know that is scriptural. John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The fullness of deity dwells in Christ in bodily form. The famous Bible commentator Matthew Henry says that the fullness of the Godhead is not just divine qualities and attributes, but it's the complete inner essence of God that lives in Christ. John 10:30, Jesus told his disciples, "The Father and I are one." So whatever God has, Jesus the Son has as well. Another scripture, Matthew 28:18, tells us Jesus was talking to his disciples, and Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ in reality, not just figuratively. For Jesus is both God and man." Secondly, what is included in everything? If you were to start making a list, you'd be surprised at everything that's included. There's the basics of salvation. In addition to that, think of this scripture, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." It's John 14:27. This is an example of something that's included in the everything, in the fullness of the Godhead. If you're in need of peace, then it's available in Christ. What do you need in order to live an overcoming life? For example, if you need peace or calmness, that's part of the fullness or the everything that's available to you. What do you need from the Lord today? Do you need peace and calm from anxiety? Do you need forgiveness from sin and guilt? Do you need healing? Reconciliation? Do you need power to live an overcoming life? Do you need power over finances? Do you need the wisdom to handle situations? Do you need guidance or direction? Are there burdens with your family? Are you looking for the solutions to problems? Are you looking for freedom from habits or addictions? Or freedom from depression? Or comfort for grief and sorrow? That's all included in the everything. And shipping still free. It does not occur to a lot of people that the Lord is concerned about our daily, everyday needs. A lot of people when they think of salvation, they just think about the future. When we all get to heaven, we'll see Jesus. But Jesus is concerned about the here and now. About the here and now, Colossians 2:6, Paul writes, "And therefore, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him." We know that in Jesus, Colossians 1:19, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." He has everything. When we are living our life in Christ, then we have what we need to live our lives victoriously. Matthew Henry wrote, "Possessing Christ, we possess all." Understand this. But much of the time, they didn't grasp these truths, or they forgot the things that were really important. And we're like this too. A woman drove her pickup back into the fairgrounds, pulling a horse trailer. She's trying to back up into a space. She'd pull up and then back up. And soon people began watching her. She's getting very frustrated. A man said, "Don't worry about it. We all have bad days." And she said, "You think this is bad? I forgot the horse." You know, she had the struggle of looking for a parking place, but the reason she was looking there in the first place, well, we forget Jesus sometimes when we're struggling with those problems. We forget Jesus, who is completely adequate to meet our... Not only does he have complete authority over sin, he's able to help us with our fears and anxieties. He's able to bring healing and health when we're in sickness and pain. We struggle with so many things that he has come to take care of for us. Know that what Jesus has for us is for me personally. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Paul wrote, "And he has put all things under each, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all." God fills Jesus, and Jesus fills the church, which is his body, with all things, with everything. And we are his, the body of Christ. We need to realize that his resources are ours. In approaching our spiritual privileges to the fullness can be done continually provided to us. It's a continuous action. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul prays, "I pray that according to the riches of his glory, your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you may have the power to comprehend all the saints, which is what is made by living daily with the Lord. For in him we live." It is our daily walk with the Lord, not just a once in a while thing. We can come into healing. We can start receiving in actuality what we need. Received by faith. It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children, so that we may be glorified with him. Romans 8:16. The thing salvation we ask and we receive by faith. If we need healing, but we know that he hears our prayer and that he begins the work. His peace and his calmness. When we need his strength, he's able to fill us with his strength for this or forsake us. We don't have to beg him. We are the body of Christ. God is like Amazon.com. He has this available. And shipping is always free. Don't get in the habit of talking as if you lack something, because he has adequate resources to be filled with his fullness. You receive by asking and through our talk. Begin to receive by faith. Begin to make plans for your answer to become from the Lord. Have you received his salvation? Believe and thank the Lord for giving you whatever it is.